birds are singing. I wanna fly just like they do, flying through my garden, flying through the trees, flying through my garden. Dancing in my garden, dancing with a tree, dancing in my garden.
Welcome to Story Garden. My name is Lucia, your host. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, a listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Story Garden is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by law firm of Peters, Habib, McKenna, and Jewel Rhodes, LLP, specializing in civil litigation with an emphasis on personal injury and real property litigation. Serving the community since 1896, the law firm of Peters, Habib, McKenna, and Jewel Rhodes, LLP, is located at 414 Salem Street in downtown Chico, and the telephone is 342-3593. Story Garden comes to you every first and third Thursday. Story Garden features local kids reading stories they love. Thank you for tuning in. Tonight we're excited to have Shaylee reading for us. Yay. Shaylee, what story are you sharing with us tonight?
I will be reading Bear Snores On.
That's really cool. Yay, Bear Snores On. What do you love about Bear Snores On?
My mom used to read it to me when I was younger every night, and I'm excited to share it.
Please enjoy Shaylee reading Bear Snores On.
In a cave in the woods, in his deep, dark lair, through the long cold winter sleeps a great brown bear. Cuddled in a heap with his eyes shut tight, he sleeps through the day, he sleeps through the night. The cold winds howl and the night sounds growl, but the bear snores on. An itty bitty mouse, pitter pat tiptoe, creep crawls in the cave from the fluff cold snow. Mouse squeaks, too damp, too dank, too dark. So he lights wee twigs with a small hot spark. The coals pip pop and the wind doesn't stop, but the bear snores on. Two glowing eyes, snake peek in the den. Mouse cries, who's there? And a hare hops in. Home mouse, says hare, long time no see. So they pop white corn and they brew black tea. Mouse sips, wee slurps. Hare burps, big burps. But the bear snores on. A badger scuttles by, snuffs at the air. I smell yummy yums, perhaps we can share. I've brought honey nuts, badger says with a grin. Let's divvy them up, cozy down and dig in. And they nibble and they munch with a chew chomp crunch, but the bear snores on. A gopher and a mole tunnel up through the floor, then a wren and a raven flutter in through the door. Mole mutters, what a night, what a storm, twitters Wren, and everybody clatters in the great bear's den. They tweet and they twitter, they chat and they chitter, but the bear snores on. In a cave in the woods, a slumbering bear sleeps through the party in his very own lair. Hare strokes the fire, mouse seasons the stew, then a small pepper fleck makes the bear ha-choo. He blows and he sneezes, and the whole crowd freezes, and the bear wakes up. Bear gnarls and he snarls. Bear roars and he rumbles. Bear jumps and he stomps. Bear growls and he grumbles. You've snuck into my lair and you've all had fun, but me, I was sleeping and I have had none. And he whimpers and he moans and he wails and he groans, and the bear blubbers on. Mouse squeaks. Don't fret, don't fuss. Look, see, we can pop more corn and we can brew more tea. Bear gulps, bear gobbles, he sighs with delight. Then he spins tall tales through the blustering night. When the sun peeks up on a crisp, clear dawn, bear can't sleep, but his friends snore on. The end.
Look for the bare necessities, simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, Mother Nature's recipe. Bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be founder of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. You look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. Look for necessities, simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just bare necessities of life. So just relax, yeah, in my backyard. If you act like that bee acts, you're working too hard. Don't spend your time just looking around for something you want can be found. You'll find out you can live without it and go along not thinking about it. It tells you something true. The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. They'll come to you. To you. Oh, yes.
Welcome back to Story Garden on KZFR. Shaylee just read Bear Snores On. Now I'm going to hand the show over to Shaylee, and she's going to say things.
Lucia, what story are you going to be sharing with us tonight?
Bats at the Library.
What do you love about Bats at the Library?
I like Bats at the Library because it's really funny, and I like bats, so... And I like books and libraries, so it's a mix of all my favorite things.
Thank you. Please enjoy Lucia reading Bats in the Library.
Another inky evening is here. The air is cool and calm and clear. We're feasted, fluttered, swooped, and soared, and yet we're still a little bored. All this sameness leaves us blue and makes us ache for something new. Then words spreads quickly from afar. The window has been left ajar. Can it be true or can it be? Yes, bat night at the library. The sky is lively as we race together toward our favorite place. Eager wings beat autumn air. Look, it's it. That's it. We're almost there. Then squeezed together, wing to wing, we rocket through the opening. We've waited for this night all year, but this is it at last. We're here. For old bats, this isn't new. They've got lots of things to do. They'll flutter off and lose themselves among the books lined up on shelves. Other bats in munchy moods will study guides to fancy foods or hang out by the lamp instead to talk about the books they've read. But little bats will have to learn the reason that we must return. The ones who haven't come before have no idea what's in store. Some of them will drift away and figure out a game to play, like shaping shadows on a wall or a wingtip tag around the hall. This big box is full of fun, blasting brighter than the sun. Instead of copying books from shelves, we'll duplicate ourselves. Doesn't matter where you look, there's nothing like a pop-up book. The fountain water's nice and cool, it makes a splendid swimming pool. Please keep it down, you must behave, this library is not your cave. It's hard to settle down and read when life flits by at a dizzy speed, but story time is just the thing to rest a play-exhausted wing. And if we listen, we will hear some distant voices calling near. Louder, louder, louder still, they coax and pull us in until. Everyone, old bat or pup, has been completely swallowed up and lives inside a book instead of simply hearing something read. Breathless, lost within the tale, no one sees the sky grow pale. What is that light? A lamp? The moon? Our bookish feast can't end so soon. It feels as though we've just begun, but now we must leave our books half done. Through the window into the sky, it's much too late. We've got to fly. Maybe a librarian will give us bats this chance again, and leave a window open wide and let us share the world inside. For now, we'll dream of things we've read, a universe inside each head. Every evening, one and all, we'll listen to that late night call. Can it be true, or can it be? Yes, bat night at the library.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are, anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do, fate is kind. She brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret long about again. Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. Mama, when you wished upon a star, your dreams come true.
Bye.
brings to those who love. The sweet fulfillment of their secret long. Yes. Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. Baby, when you wish upon a star, your dreams come true. When you wished upon a star, makes no difference who you are, your dreams are gone. Bye-bye, yes, true. Sunshine hidden my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactory. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. The truth is actual. Just listen to old Satchmo there. I zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day, yeah.
Welcome back to Story Garden on KZFR. I just read Bats at the Library, which is one of my favorite books. Thanks for tuning into Story Garden. I'm your host, Lucia. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, a listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Story Garden is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by law firm of Peters, Habib, McKenna, and Jewel Rhodes, LLP specializing in civil litigation with an emphasis on personal injury and real property litigation. Serving the community since 1896, the law firm of Peters, Habib, McKenna, and Jewel Rhodes, LLP, is located at 414 Salem Street in downtown Chico, and the telephone is 342-3593. Stay tuned for Face the Music, and remember, think fast and grow slow.
This is the KZFR Events Calendar. I'm Ricky Anderson. It's a Grateful Dead dance party at the Chico Women's Club with Wake of the Dead and Reckoning on Friday, March 13th. Tickets at Lion Books and at the door. KZFR's Spring Pledge Drive is April 22nd through May 1st. And as part of the drive, we're having a big show at the Chico Women's Club with Scott Law and friends on Friday, April 24th. Tickets on sale now through brownpapertickets.com and soon at lionbooksnkzfr.org. 2015 is KZFR's 25th anniversary, and we have big plans in June for an anniversary party or parties, including two shows at the Butcher Shop with James McMurtry, Maya Dyson, and more to be announced soon. Stay tuned for details. Download the mobile app from the website, and thanks for listening to 90.1 KZFR.